Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2139. 6 Speedy and Effective Workouts for Busy People by Ryan with MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of just a few podcasts in the world where blogs are read to you. And on this show, you get the added bonus of hearing my commentary at the end. Oh, and another bonus, on Fridays, I answer your questions. Now, to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 6 Speedy and Effective Workouts for Busy People by Ryan with MoneyMiniBlog.com. When under a tight schedule on a routine basis, it could be hard to find enough time for a workout. However, performing exercise is very important for the development of your body. Most busy people usually spend up to 8 hours a day at work, sleep for another 8 hours, and spend the rest in commuting only to remain with limited free time. Even if you are motivated to make it to the gym after work, this may not happen every day since every day is a little bit different. And in some cases, you'll be exhausted and can't manage to hit the gym. Well, if you have fitness goals, then all is not lost. This is because there are certain workouts which are effective and blend perfectly right into your tight schedule without consuming much of your time. For each of these exercises, moves should last for just 60 seconds. Focus on completing several sets within this short period of time. There are also some cardio moves that you can perform, with each taking about 2 minutes. The routine overall should last for 10 minutes, allowing you to repeat it over and over. So, let's get started. 1. Push-ups and dips. You can place your hands on a workout bench or something that's elevated and very stable in order to perform elevated push-ups. The main point here is engaging your abs while your elbows stay close to your torso and lower your body as much as possible. Perform as many push-ups as you can for 1 minute. You can also use this bench to perform dips. While standing in front of the bench, stretch your hands to the chair seat with the fingertips facing forward. Ensure that your back is kept flat as you walk the legs out in front of your body. As you lower your bottom towards the ground, bend your arms while your elbows remain pointed directly at your body. Straighten the arms back to start. Perform this move for 1 minute. 2. Arm circles. To perform arm circles, you need to stand up straight with your feet shoulder width apart. Then raise your arms and stretch them outwards without letting the elbow bend. Slowly rotate both of your arms in such a way to form a small circle of approximately 1 foot in diameter. After completing one set, switch the direction of the rotation and complete another set. 3. Single leg squats. While sitting on the bench, lift one of your legs until it's extending in front of you. While in that position, your other foot should be touching the floor, and then stand up as you drive through the heel. Then, slowly move back to a seated position. Do this for 1 minute while the leg remains lifted throughout. After the minute is over, change sides and repeat the process again for another minute. 4. Side plank. For this, you need to lie on one side while stacking your feet. With your shoulder and your elbow in line, gently lift your hips so that the groin, legs, and feet are all in a straight line. Ensure that you maintain both vertical and horizontal alignment without letting any part of your body dip. Hold this for at least 60 seconds. 5. Jumping lunges. To begin a jump lunge, stand tall with both feet staggered in such a way that your right foot is slightly in front of your left. Bend your knees slightly. Engage your core, and then make a vertical jump. While in midair, switch the position of the feet before landing. Repeat the process with the aim of doing 3 complete sets, each consisting of 20 jumps. And 6, seated bicycle crunches. When doing this, sit upright on the edge of the workout bench. As you lean back a little, touch the backside of your ears with your fingertips. Then move the left knee up and the right elbow so that they touch. Continue switching sides for 1 minute. You could also perform standing bicycle crunches and achieve the same effect. A guide to workout times. 1. Workouts you can perform right from your bed. Is this even possible? Yes, some of the workouts can be done before you get out of bed. For instance, simple stretching plays a crucial role in strengthening your muscles. After that, you can do some push-ups, which will help you gain energy to tackle the workload ahead. 2. Workouts that you can perform at your office desk. I know you might be thinking, how is this even possible? Well, if you're not afraid to show your colleagues the other side of you, you could perform arm circles right at your desk. With this simple routine, you'll find the workout quite helpful to get rid of any stiffness you may be experiencing. 3. Rush to the gym during your lunch break. Now, how long is your lunch break? If the time can allow you to sneak to the gym, then give it a shot. In a situation where you can't access the gym easily, access to a bench in a park is enough for some of the mentioned workouts. And 4, work out as you wait for your favorite TV show to resume. If you don't want to miss your favorite TV show, then you'll find using the mentioned workouts quite effective. Just perform the moves during commercial breaks. Final words. We are living in a busy world, and finding time to accomplish your fitness goals can be challenging. However, the good news is there is a way out. With proper utilization of the small bits of time that we have within our busy schedules, there's a lot to accomplish. So if you do have a tight schedule, then you should consider incorporating these workouts into your daily activities. You just listened to the post titled 6 Speedy and Effective Workouts for Busy People by Ryan with MoneyMiniBlog.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So you remember during yesterday's commentary, I was talking about how sometimes I don't feel like a workout counts. Like, if I can't finish a workout my coach posted, I would end up feeling like it was all for nothing. Well, as I mentioned yesterday, my coach helped me reframe that. But also, as today's author, Ryan, explained, even a little bit of movement performed throughout the day counts. And this isn't just Ryan's opinion or my opinion. Instead, most health organizations say that we can break up our physical activity throughout the day in 5 to 10 minute blocks at a time if we can turn these 5 to 10 minute blocks into a total of 30 minutes each day, then it will likely reduce our risk for disease later in life. So please try not to feel like you need a big chunk of time in order to stay active. 5 to 10 minutes here and there can add up. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.